Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. And it's such a wonderful, spectacular Sunday. We're blessed to have you on this call. Let us give you seven reasons to know where you're at so you can get where you're going. Number one, you got to know where you're at so you can get started in the right direction. When it comes to your money, if you don't know where you're at, then you'll never know where you're going. In fact, you'll end up where the creditors want you to be.
Proverbs 27 verse 23 says, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herds."
In the Old Testament, wealth was most often measured by the size of a person's flock or herd. It was critical for a person to know not only the location of every animal, but also its physical condition. In the agrarian society that dominated the Old Testament world, the location and state of a person's flocks was critical to their wealth increase. Now it's time for you to get out your checkbook and all your bills, because you need to know the state of your flock, what you have at the moment, and where you're at. Any increase in wealth begins with an honest assessment of what you've got and where you're at. For instance, do you know what your checkbook balance is? Do you know exactly how much you owe every single creditor you've got? Do you know how much money you make and where it goes? Do you know the balance, interest rate, monthly payment, remaining months on every single debt that you owe? Do you have a plan to pay all these bills off rapidly? If you can't answer yes to these five questions, then chances are you're not looking after your flocks and herds the way the Bible indicates that you and I should. It's important. Now, it's absolutely necessary for us to know everything about our finances, to know the state of our flocks and herds, if we want to break free from the bondage of debt to God's glorious provision for our lives. It's time, it's your time, to take action. Delay only costs you money.
Number two, you've got to know where you're going. Once you determine where you're at, then you can be more accurate in knowing the direction and location in which you're heading. It's very important to understand that it's not where you're at, it's where you're going. Your destination is your goal. If your goal is to be a millionaire, then that's an empty goal, because becoming a millionaire is really just a serendipity to fulfilling your vision, your dreams, and your goal. Stephen Covey, in his book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, defines the second habit as begin with the end in mind. It's important to always keep the end in mind, because you don't ever want to lose sight of your destination or have that goal not out before you. It might surprise you to know that many Christians not only don't know where they are in life, they don't have a clue where they want to be. When you ask God, He will answer your questions about direction and your purpose for being here on planet Earth, and then you'll be able to know your destination.
Number three, you got to take the first step towards your destination. If you don't like the way your world is at the moment, change it. You have, each of us, we have the God-given ability to change our lives, our direction, our destiny. One step at a time. Write it out. Write this out. I have the God-given ability to change my life, my direction, my destiny. One step at a time, starting today. Let me say it again. I have the God-given ability to change my life, my direction, my destiny. One step at a time, starting today. A Chinese philosopher once said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step." The Word of God reveals in Psalm 111:10 in the Contemporary English Version, what that first step should be. That scripture says, respect and obey the Lord. This is the first step to wisdom and good sense. God will always be respected. From the very first step of your journey, your focus needs to be on obedience to His direction. Be wise to every trick of the enemy as he seeks to slow your progress, change your direction, and get your eyes off your ultimate destination.
Number four, you've got to endure those traveling in a different direction than the path you're on. In life, there will always be people, even those close to us, including family members, who will not share our dream or the pursuit of excellence that we want in our lives. They just kind of want to go along with the flow while you're determined to travel or swim upstream. If you've ever noticed a river, the easiest thing to do is to float downstream. It takes no effort, no planning.
Allow things to happen.
That's right. It just allows things to happen. It's important to check out what's floating downstream with you, though. Broken or rotten tree limbs or anything that's dead. Anything or anyone just going along for the ride. God did not call us. He did not call you just to go along for the ride. He called you to excel at what you're doing. He called you to be a difference maker, a destiny shaper. The path of least resistance will lead you to a place you don't want to be.
Amen to that. Number five, you've got to walk on. You got to walk on by those who are slowing up your journey. Do your friends encourage, discourage, and or ignore your dreams, hopes, and plans for the future? Frankly, you don't need to be around anyone who's holding you back from the progress that you should be making. Job 12:4, New Living Translation. Yet my friends laugh at me, for I call on God and expect an answer. Wow. I'm a just and blameless man, yet they laugh at me. Now, make no mistake. If your friends are talking about and laughing at others when you're not around, or when those people are not around, then they'll be making fun of you when you're not around. If your friends aren't empowering and encouraging you on your journey to success, you need to find friends who will. It's just that simple.
Number six. You've got to focus on the details. If the devil can't break your focus on what's necessary for success, then he, you know, tries other ways to disrupt and delay, if not destroy, your destiny. If you've ever wondered how God feels about attention to details being fundamental to your success, we suggest that you read 2 Corinthians 6:1-3. 2 Corinthians 6:1-3 in the Message Bible. Matter of fact, let us read it to you. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life that God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen. The day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything we're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. So make no mistake about it. God wants us paying attention to the details while the enemy wants you to ignore them.
But you're not, and we're not. Number seven, you got to know where you're at when you get there. One of our daughters, I won't say which one, has been bewildered by directions on more than one occasion. At one time, she was directionally challenged by any map, even with the best MapQuest directions and an onboard navigator, traveling companion. Praise God for the invention of the GPS. The GPS allows you to know where you're at. Well, not only where you're at, but in any given moment, and whether or not you're heading in the right direction. Not only that, it'll tell you when you'll arrive and if you need to alter your current directions. As believers, we need to activate our spiritual GPS. We must continually monitor our progress in our journey to success and financial freedom. Truthfully, our progress should be clearly evident not only to us, but to others as well. 1 Timothy 4:15 in the New International Version. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. Your journey to your destination can and should be an inspiration to others. What I'm about to say may at first seem ironic. However, please know the greatest compliment anyone could ever pay you is to say, if you can do it, I know I can too. Just think about that. If you can do it, I know I can do it too. Our success in life should be duplicatable. Others need to know they can find success by finding and following the red light, the red dot. Honey, you know, we were in a mall today. And they have these maps, and they got a little red dot, and it says you are here.
That's right.
And so once you know where you are, then you can navigate to other parts of the mall, or more importantly, you can navigate in life. And that's what it's all about. Moving from where you are to where God wants you to be. But to make that journey, you really have to know where you're at.
So if you haven't actually gone over your finances lately, you kind of have an idea of what's going on and where you think you're going. Maybe it's a good time to stop, assess, or reassess where you're at. Think positively about where you want to go. And then, as Stephen Covey recommended, look to the end and decide where you want to end up, and then back up and see where you're at so you know that you're going in the right direction.
And make no mistake, God wants you headed in the right direction. And that's just critical. I want to give you just this scripture again, Job 12:4, New Living Translation. Yet my friends laugh at me, for I call on God and expect an answer. You can expect an answer. Scripture says, delay your expectations before him every morning. Every morning. See, that's the first step to wisdom and good sense.
Amen.
Seek him every morning.
And we have something on board tonight. Sunday Night Live.
Yes, we do. 6 p.m. Eastern, go to heraldherring.com. Double-click the button that says Sunday Night Live. We always have a teaching outline you'll be blessed by.
Amen.
And the teaching, well, the teaching tomorrow night, tonight. I don't know why I said tomorrow night. Tonight. Today's Sunday. Yes, Sunday. The teaching tonight is an incredible word. It'll bless you. It really, really bless you. Hallelujah.
So until tonight at 6 p.m.
And again tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.